Philip Semple, PLD Sergeant Gate, today's date is 02/13/2025. Dictation is for Luis Guzco. Guzco spells G-U-A-Z-H-C-O. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 12/27/1966. 58-year-old gentleman here with sore throat period. And patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. He states that he was exposed to one of his fellow employee with similar symptoms who was sent home because of his symptoms, and said his employee has remained home and is not sure what he has, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cough, says cough is dry. Next line, patient reports runny nose, says discharge is clear, said his nose is congested, period. Next line, patient reports chills and body aches, period. Said he's eating and drinking okay, has not lost his taste or smell of food, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam is alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 141 over 80. Pulse 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Period. Next paragraph. Throat mildly injected. No exudate. Uvula is midline and mobile. Tonsils and pharynx is mildly edematous, period. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. No palpable nodes, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is COVID infection. Assessment number two is acute cough. Number three is acute sore throat. Next paragraph, the following tests were done in clinic today. Influenza A and B, strep, and COVID. Influenza A and B were negative. Strep is negative. COVID is positive. Patient was educated about his condition. What he has, you talk about the importance of keeping high levels of personal hygiene, including hand washing and covering his coughs, and to be away from others for at least 5 days. Patient works at the international airport and was strongly recommended to be away from work until next Tuesday, period. Patient was sent home with the following medication: Paxlovid 300/150. You would take one dose BID for 5 days. Next medication: Motrin 800 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN for pain/fever. Number 30, next medication: Zofran 4 milligrams ODT. You would take one tab sublingual TID PRN for nausea or vomiting. Number 24, next medication: Tessalon 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days. Number 30, he was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic. If worse, go to the nearest emergency room, which we are closed, period. Next paragraph, the risk stratification for 24 hours decompensation protocol was reviewed in managing this patient. His pulse ox is above 95%. He's vaccinated. He is not diabetic. Booster shots is present. His risk for decompensation within 24 hours is low. However, we were strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if worse, period. End of dictation.